Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing a subject, or continuing with the subject, called The Bible Principle of the Tongue and Its Power, and we're doing part four from a 12-part series, and the topic we're continuing with today is God's Word Became Flesh. When we study the scriptures in the Bible, we will see God never does anything without saying it first. This is his method of operation, creating or saying things through words. Let me now go through some points. Man disobeys God, and the authority that God gave to man was transferred to Satan, and Satan became the stepfather of mankind, but not the father of mankind. God was forced to go back to his word. Through the scriptures, we see God searches for a man who would teach his children and believe him, and he found Abram. He made a covenant or a contract or an agreement with Abram, a covenant that was to last forever, in Genesis chapter 17, verse 4 and 6 and 7. God starts to speak his word back into the earth through the prophets over thousands of years. Finally, the word became flesh through Jesus Christ in John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word, which existed before the foundation of the earth, lived for 30 to 33 years as man, as flesh, you might say. Jesus ministered for 3 years as a prophet under the Abrahamic covenant. Then he gave himself up to be the last sacrifice of the old covenant. He became the sacrificial lamb offered upon the altar of the cross for one reason: to defeat Satan. Continuing further with a few points, Jesus was the last Adam, and we see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45, and he passed the test the first Adam failed. He paid the price for Adam's transgressions. Jesus defeated Satan by going to the cross, dying a horrible death, and spending 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, hell itself. We see this in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. Acts chapter 2 says Jesus was raised up, loose from the pains of death in verse 24. Jesus is called the firstborn from the dead in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. He was the first man to be born again from death to life. When he appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos, he said in verse 17, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me first, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive for evermore. Amen. And have the keys of death and hell." Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 to 18. Jesus defeated and took back from Satan the keys of hell. He took back the authority that Satan had stolen from Adam in the Garden of Eden. He made an open show of him in his own domain, of the principalities and powers, lording it over them in their own domain. And we see this in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. In this topic, we're talking about God's word became flesh. God had to find an entry point to speak his word back into the earth to bring Jesus Christ, the last Adam, onto the earth. And God always speaks before he acts on something. Jesus was spoken into the earth in word form, you might say, for many, many, many years, and then eventually those words became flesh. That is the Messiah. They talked always about a coming Messiah, and that was Jesus Christ. God spoke the word back into the earth through men, and eventually that word became flesh. Jesus Christ became flesh on the earth, which was part of God's plan to take back his creation and to take back the authority from Satan that Adam had lost in the Garden of Eden. Once again, I thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this topic called God's Word Became Flesh, or Jesus Christ. The next topic coming up will be topic number 5, our authority as believers. Thank you for being with me today through this topic, and God bless.